makes the dark, it clears the way. Guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way. Guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another transmission of our series Light of Knowledge. Alhamdulillah, today our topic is regarding the King of Baghdad, Muhyiddin, the reviver of the religion, none other than the leader of millions of disciples from the Qadiriyya Silsila, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We're going to hear many praises of this great man of Allah. We're going to hear the status of the awliya kiram mentioned in the Holy Quran, as well as in the beautiful prophetic ahadith narrations. And thereafter, we will spend a huge portion of our silsila today discussing their fada'il, their virtues, and also lessons that we can learn from his honorable life. Also with us, alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful panel. We have our honorable two Naath Khans with us today, which is a special for this program, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. So no doubt we will have many kalams, many manaqib, many mankabats of the great Ghawth-e Paak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So without further ado, we will commence with a virtue of reciting Durood-e Paak. Alhamdulillah, in this beautiful environment of Da'at Islami, from time to time, we hear many virtues. And these are to strengthen our connection with our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we do not waste our time, especially the youngsters and elders rather are the same, that we tend to not utilize our time, we tend to let time go and don't understand the importance. So alhamdulillah, within this beautiful environment of Da'at Islami, we are reminded time and time again the importance of sending peace and blessings upon our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So one narration which is in virtue in regards to the blessed day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah as well. So this is a day where we should try our utmost to, on our mobile phones, place a reminder when the day of Friday, every Friday, set a reminder that this is the day to show more importance to sending Durood-e Paak in the court of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like if we have a huge event going on within our life, we take that very seriously. When it comes to reciting or doing good deeds, we tend not to give it as much importance when it comes to a worldly event. So when we have this day of Friday amongst us, then we should try our utmost to send Durood-e Paak in abundance. Because our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me in abundance on the night and day of Friday. So this is not only referring to the day, but also the night which comes before the day Islamically. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recite salat upon me in abundance on the night and day of Friday, for your salat is presented to me. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this is such an action which the Durood-e Paak, this is conveyed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you would like ma'rifat, recognition in the bargah, in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then sending peace and blessings upon him is your ticket and is your remedy for all of your problems as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to spend these blessed moments of our life, utilizing our time, understanding the value of our time, and remembering our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether we are in times of ease or in times of hardship. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we are in this great month of Rabi'u Thani, which marks the urs, the date anniversary in which the death anniversary of Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This blessed month, the Ushaqani Rasul, the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the devotees of the Awliya-i Kiram hold gatherings around the world in commemoration of these great personalities. Because they were not normal people. They were people who spent their life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spent years upon years, decades, fighting and battling the ego and the nafs and making it subservient to Allah's commands. And this is what we learn from their life, that these were personalities that truthfully, if we take a step back and just ponder for a moment, we have never seen Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But his maqam and status in our eyes is so high. is such a high, such a personality whose loftiness and exalted status everybody knows. Whether you look in the east or the west, north or the south, all the Muslims revere this great personality. And why? He didn't really do anything from a worldly perspective. You know how people today, they are striving in the world, they are turning money, they're trying to attain a status, they're creating their businesses, they're trying to attain connections around the world. But Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala is that personality who never did that. He was a personality who was a zahid, one who turned away from the dunya, but the dunya came to his feet. But this is the status of the awliya-i kiram, and inshallah, in today's program, my dear viewers, we're going to hear about the status of the awliya-i kiram. We're talking about the awliya, but in particular, the king of Baghdad today, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So as we have heard from time to time, the virtues of the awliya-i kiram within the Holy Quran, yes, there is mention of these great men and women of Allah Almighty. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them in praise, praising their virtues and also citing to the people to come that these are those personalities whom Allah Almighty has made extraordinary. Allah Almighty has granted them such abilities, such powers that normal people are unable to do. And how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us this, their maqam and status? If you look in Surah Yunus, verse 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us and tells us, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah Almighty says, listen, no doubt upon the friends of Allah, there is neither any fear nor any grief. Now the ulama of the deen, if we go to the court of the honorable sahaba kiram, the likes of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, who is such a personality who we go in whose court to learn the tafsir of the Holy Quran, who is known as the commentator of the Quran, meaning mentioning the tafsir of the Holy Quran, and he mentions that the honorable saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have no fear in this dunya, in this world, and neither will they have any grief in the hereafter. Rather, Allah Almighty will welcome them with joy and honor and will grant them everlasting bounties. So these are those personalities. And if we look further, just generally within the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has named surahs of the Quran behind or after these great personalities. For example, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And she also, like Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, was a waliyah by birth. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani was a wali by birth, and Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu anha was also a waliyah by birth, blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, many times we find such great personalities that their life from beginning to end is something extraordinary, something unique. If we look at just the blessed lineage of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we learn that from his paternal side, i.e. his father's side, he is the 11th grandson of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, i.e. the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 11th grandson of Imam Hassan. And if we look at from his maternal side, his mother's side, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is the 12th grandson of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I would like to request our honorable Naat Khans and our brothers who are in attendance today, I'm sure they know this beautiful kalam of Ala Hazrat as well, where he sings and he says, Wah kya martaba e ghaus hai bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam ala tera, sar bhala kya koi jane ke hai kaisa tera, awliya malte hain aankhein wo hai talwa tera.
Kya martaba e ghaus hai bala tera, wah kya martaba e ghaus hai bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam ala tera, sar bala kya koi jaane ke kaisa tera, sar bala kya koi jaane ke kaisa tera, ملتے ہیں آ کے وہ ہے تلوار تیرا واہ کیا مرتبہ ہے غوث ہے تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم آلا تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا ہو پرجا تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا ہو پرجا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my dear viewers, stay tuned inshallah because I would like more of the kalams of Imam Ahl Sunnat and our awliya kiram in praise of Ghawth-e Pak to be recited on today's program as well. If you look at the life of this great personality, there was one statement that he made which was also inspired unto him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this declaration. And when he said this declaration, many awliya kiram of the time were left in such awe that this is that personality who we have been awaiting. But before I mention that sentence, let me take you back to the time of Sayyiduna Imam Junaid-e-Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyiduna Junaid-e-Baghdadi alayhi rahma, he mentions regarding him one statement where he mentions that I have been informed and I am becoming aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this message in my heart that in the middle of the 5th century, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi is born 470 AH. Approximately, he mentions that in the middle of the 5th century, there will be a man of Allah to come. His name will be Abdul Qadir. His title will be Muhyiddin. He will be born in Jilan and he will reside in Baghdad. And one day, upon the command of Allah Almighty, he will be made to say, my foot is upon the necks of all the awliya. He says, my foot, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَتِي كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, that this foot of mine is upon the neck of all the awliya. And my dear brothers also in attendance, they know this kalam in the Salatu Salam of Imam Ahl Sunnat as well. He says,
جِسْكِ مِمْبَرْ بَنِي گَرْدَنِ اولیاء, جس کی ممبر پر گردن اولیاء, اس قدم کی کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Imam Ahl Sunnah tells us later on in the couplet, he says,
غوث اعظم امام و تقا مردوں کا, غوث اعظم امام و تقا مردوں کا, غوث اعظم امام و تقا مردوں کا, جلوہ شان قدرت پہ لاکھوں سلام, جلوہ شان قدرت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
The life of this great man of Allah, we see that as we sing his praises, his life was spent in the obedience of Allah Almighty. Now just think about this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that a person's arrival before he comes into this world is being mentioned not by normal people but by the awliya of their time. This is Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Basri, the Tabi'i Buzurg, Tabi'i, who are they? They are the students of the Sahaba-i Kiram. And what did they mention? It's reported, this is also mentioned in the beautiful book of Amil Sunnat, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's rank and stature. And what do they mention? From his era to the time of Ghawth-e Pak, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Basri alayhi rahmah, he gave detailed information to all the awliya-i kiram who have come. They have given glad tidings that Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani will soon make his presence. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi, who is a great saint, a wali of Allah who is known for his piety and his turning away from the dunya, he mentions, I came to know from Allah Almighty, who is the knower of the unseen, that in the middle of the 5th century, there will be a Qutb-e-Alam. Now this title of Qutb is one of the highest stations in wilaya, in sainthood. And he, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, before even his foot has entered into this world, there are praises of this great personality. Not only this, his titles were already renowned, that he will be known as Muhyiddin. Muhyiddin means the one who revives the religion. When the actions, and if we look at the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, we know the time that he lived in was a very difficult time. People were not really practicing and people were turning away from the deen. When Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala came and he propagated the message of Islam, we saw and society saw how a true man of Allah lives his life. We are not talking about any ordinary personality. We must remember this, because today, unfortunately, we live in a time where people don't understand the maqam of the awliya. We have people going against what the awliya ikram say, but we are talking about those personalities whose entire life was a reflection of the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And this is why, my dear viewers, we must learn from the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. How was their blessed mother? Now, do we know Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's noble father actually passed away when Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani was a young child? So his father had left this world and he was in the tarbiyat, he was in the upbringing of his noble mother. Now this is a lesson for all of us, all of our mother, the mothers out there as well. How much work can be done, how much help can be given by yourself in the tarbiyat of the children. But also alongside this, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani had his noble grandfather, his maternal grandfather, his mother's father, Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. At the time, he was renowned from being amongst the awliya-i-kiram of Jilan. And now, apart from being extremely God-fearing, he was known as an accomplished individual even in society as well. He was a personality that people knew of the time that he was mustajabu da'awat. The grandfather, you can say the nanhajan of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani was mustajabu da'awat. His every dua was accepted. And if he ever became displeased with someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take action against that person. Now this is the wrath of Allah against those people who also displease His beloveds. Now this is something not strange for all of us. If we again go towards the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather this point that's in my mind is the hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the status of the awliya kiram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. The first opening words of this hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning these words, but they are being recited and said upon the blessed tongue of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever bears enmity, hatred, animosity to any wali of mine, what does Allah Almighty say? I declare war against said individual. Now this is something very huge, because the ulama of the deen tell us very beautifully, and to also enlighten our heart and mind, there are two categories of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this i'lan-e-jung, has mentioned this announcement of war. And who are those two types of categories of people? Number one is the person who consumes interest, riba, who does usury. And the second one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wages war against is who? The one who has any animosity to the friends of Allah. And in this same hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the maqam of the awliya kiram, that they draw near to Allah Almighty. Any person who draws near to Allah Almighty, he does so through his obligations, to those things which Allah Almighty has obligated upon him. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the wali of mine, he draws near to me. His qurb and closeness to me is done how? Through nawafil. So alongside the obligations, he carries out nawafil, optional actions of worship. And thereafter, he does so, he continues to do so. His life goes in this manner, struggling and doing, you can say he's striving against his nafs. Why? To attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he does so until I make him my beloved. And remember, this hadith Qudsi is about all the awliya kiram, any wali of mine. But here we're talking about Sultanul Awliya. We are talking about the leader of all the awliya kiram, none other than Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. If that is the maqam of just a normal wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his du'as are accepted, if he asks Allah for anything, Allah Almighty says within this hadith Qudsi that I will most definitely grant him what he asks me. And if he seeks pana, if he seeks protection against anything in my court, I will also grant him that refuge and protection. These are the awliya. Now think about, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the status of that personality who is king of awliya. The one who has, the ulama mentioned this as well, a link with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. This nisbat, this love, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the most followers out of all of the anbiya kiram, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani has the most murideen from all of the different salasil, all of the different spiritual paths and pirani idham. But the one who has the most is Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And this is his acceptance. Allah Almighty has placed his acceptance in the hearts of the people. And I would like to mention this as well, because this is also something of paramount importance. We hear in the narration of Sahih Bukhari, when Allah Almighty loves a servant, his bondsman, what happens? And now the narration is as follows. This is a hadith mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of this beautiful narration. And he mentions the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah Almighty loves a servant, he calls out to Jibreel. Allah Almighty addresses Sayyidina Jibreel, who is the leader of all the angels. And he says, and he addresses him and he says, indeed, Allah Almighty loves so-and-so. So, O Jibreel, you love that individual as well. You love that servant of Allah whom Allah Almighty loves. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam begins to love that person. After a while, Sayyidina Jibreel makes an announcement to the inhabitants of the heavens. All of the creation, the makhluk of Allah who is in the samawat, in the heavens, they are addressed by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And what happens? Sayyidina Jibreel says, O people of the heavens, Allah Almighty loves so and so. So you also begin to love that individual. And now think about this, my dear viewers, it doesn't even end there. After this person, he continues to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His love and respect for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He loves and honors all of the Sahaba-i kiram, the blessed Ahle Bayt-i kiram, all the Awliya-i kiram. He is that personality who loves Allah Almighty and he loves the beloveds of Allah. He continues in his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, the ulama mentioned this hadith epak says, then qabuliyat, acceptance for him, is placed amongst the inhabitants of the earth. Meaning all the people in the dunya, the people of the world will begin to love that person. Now do we not see that reflection of this beautiful narration in the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani? Look, like I mentioned before, we have never seen these personalities. We would love to have been in their time, to had the suhbat of these great personalities. But despite the fact that they are hidden from our eyes, we love them so much. We love them so much that we teach our children regarding their importance. We teach our children to sing their praises, because those were the people who pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the secret, that when you sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty will grant you such elevation, such a rif'at in the court of Allah and in the dunya and the akhirah, that people will just be left baffled. Because this was just one personality. Now think about all of the other awliya kiram. Then if this is the status of the awliya, then think about the different maqamat of the awliya. If we talk about the different levels of the awliya, then think above them, the sahaba-i kiram. If our praise for the awliya is this much, and even we can't even do justice, right? Our words will come to an end, our breaths will stop. But still, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is something which Allah Almighty has placed within the hearts of the people. This is what you call a natural attraction to in the hearts of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us firm in our love for these great personalities. And alhamdulillah, we have our honorable brothers and Naat Khans here as well. So I would like to request if our honorable Naat Khan can recite a mankabat of the great Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, so that we can also increase in our love for them. And inshallah, I'll try my best to speak on them as well, but after the kalam has been recited.
Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya wo hai azam. کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوثِ اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوثِ اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوثِ اعظم کا ہماری لاج کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے کے ہماری لاج کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے کے مصیبت ٹال دینا کام کس کا غوث اعظم کا مصیبت ٹال دینا کام کس کا غوث اعظم کا مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوثِ اعظم کا قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوثِ اعظم کا محمد کا رسولوں نے ہے جیسے مرتبہ آلہ محمد کا رسولوں نے ہے جیسے مرتبہ آلہ ہے فضل اولیاء میں یوں ہی رتبہ غوثِ اعظم کا ہے افضل اولیاء میں یوں ہی رتبہ غوثِ اعظم کا عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوثِ اعظم کا تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوثِ اعظم کا لحد میں جب فرشتے مجھ سے پوچھیں گے تو کہہ دوں گا لحد میں فرشتے مجھ سے پوچھیں گے تو کہہ دوں گا طریقہ قادری ہوں نام لے غوثِ اعظم کا طریقہ قادری ہوں نام لے غوثِ اعظم کا فرشتوں روکتے کیوں ہو مجھے جنت میں جانے سے فرشتوں روکتے کیوں ہو مجھے جنت میں جانے سے یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا کہو سے اعظم کا یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا کہو سے اعظم کا
جمیلے قادری سو جان سے قربان مرشد پر جمیلے قادری سو جان سے قربان مرشد پر بنایا جس نے مجھ جیسے کو بڑا ہو سے اعظم کا بنایا جس نے مجھ جیسے کو بڑا ہو سے اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ سے اعظم کا.
Subhanallah. Hafiz Sahab, there's also another kalam that we call out to Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Imdadkun, imdadkun.
Imdadkun, imdadkun. Azr jo gham azadkun. Dar dino dunya shadkun. Dar dino dunya shadkun. Ya waase azam dastagir. Imdadkun, imdadkun. آزاد کن حضر جو غم آزاد کن در دینوں دنیا شاد کن در دینوں دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن تیرے ہاتھ میں دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ ہے لاج جا امداد کن امداد کن عزر جو غم آزاد کن در دینوں دنیا شاد کن در دینوں دنیا شاد کن یا غوث‌ے‌اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن اور نکالا ہے پہلے تو ڈوبے کو نکالا ہے پہلے تو ڈوبے ہو اور اب ڈوب تو گو بچاو سے امداد کن امداد کن عزر جو ہم آزاد کن در دینوں دنیا شاد کن در دینوں دنیا شاد کن یا غوث‌ے‌اعظم دستگیر امداد کن قسم ہے کہ مشکل کو مشکل نہ پایا قسم ہے کہ مشکل کو مشکل نہ پایا کہا ہم نے جس وقت یا غوث‌ے‌اعظم امداد امداد کن امداد کن حضر جو آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن مریدوں کو خطرہ نہیں بہر غم سے مریدوں کو خطرہ نہیں بہر غم سے کے پیڑے کے ہیں نا خدا ہو سے آزم امداد کن امداد کن حضر جو غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن کہے کس سے جا کر حسن اپنے دل کی کہے کس سے جا کر حسن اپنے دل کی سونے کون تیرے سوا آزم امداد کن امداد کن حضر جو غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم
These are the awliya kiram, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, that we have love for. But there is one requirement that our love, that we must check within ourselves, are we fulfilling? Because these kalams, this connection, this nisbat, we don't want it to be weak. And remember, it will be weak not from the end of the awliya kiram, but from our end. If we do not live a life that reflects their teachings, that they have told us, to carry out these actions, because they will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning your deen, drawing nearer. Now, if we just talk about seeking Islamic knowledge, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, without even exaggeration, a huge portion of his life, if not his entire life, was spent in propagating the message of Islam by seeking ilm deen and then teaching that further. He was the grand mufti of his time. Rather, he reached that level where Imam al-Sunnat mentioned in Fatawa Razviya Sharif as well, that Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani reached the level of mujtahid mutlaq, which is an individual juristic reasoning that develops within a person after a long period of time and with expertise in those fields. Now, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani was at that maqam, but when he saw that the blessed school of thought, the fiqh of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was becoming weaker, i.e. people were not really practicing upon it, they were unaware of it. He began to revive that school of thought. And he is also known as Muhyiddin as well. And this is where Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was Hanbali by his fiqh. And this is why we learn, if we read the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the way he was able to explain points to people, he would use worldly examples, but just mention them with such efficacy that even a person who has no background to knowledge, he will still be able to get the message. Now, if thousands and thousands of people repented in the gathering of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rather non-Muslims would embrace Islam in every gathering. People would be repenting, doing tawbah. These were those personalities that the Sufi Kiram say regarding them, they will not be a second athani to them in the future. Meaning the way they were able to deliver lectures, the way they were able to explain to people, the way they learnt the deen and they were sincere. This is something that we can learn as students of knowledge as well. And as Muslims generally, we should all have a passion to learn our deen. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Da'wat Islami has many avenues. where we can go and seek the knowledge of the deen. Just one particular aspect is, if we look at Da'wat Islami and how we have this library within Da'wat Islami, you have this Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, and within on our website of Da'wat Islami, you can find so many books in different languages where you can study the deen and learn regarding the main fara'id of the deen, and thereafter learning in your particular need. So if you are doing business, then it becomes obligatory for you to learn regarding this, regarding business. If you are going to get married, then it's obligatory for you to learn regarding these ahkam and these rulings, so that you can maintain your marriage, and so that nothing is happening on your end which is a deficiency, so that the rights of the family are not being fulfilled. And so like this, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's life, there's so many points you can take away from. If we even just discuss the aspect of how he was in his own ibadat. Today, we find it difficult to spend time alone and perform ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the awliya kiram, they loved that. And this is why we can try our best to get to that level by adopting good company. Alhamdulillah, this environment of Da'wat Islami reminds you time and time again. It helps you. So those of you, alhamdulillah, who are watching, who are aware of Da'wat Islami, get in contact with the brothers and the sisters, get in contact with the sisters so that they can learn and they can attend the gatherings. Alhamdulillah, we have different courses from time to time, learning regarding the awliya kiram, but more importantly as well, our fard ulum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember these points, remember the message from the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the battle against the nafs, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to remain steadfast in this path, because this is the most difficult thing. You know, it is very easy for us to be affiliated with a group of righteous people, but we pray that Allah Almighty allows our end to also be within the company of righteous people. May Allah Almighty forgive our shortcomings for the sake of these righteous people. We love them, and may our love be a means of our forgiveness as well. My dear viewers, unfortunately, the time in our program has come to an end. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, next week we will have another topic where we will delve into the light of knowledge. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. Keep watching Madani channel. And until next time, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.